Southwest's recovery is taking off. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The airline hoping for a normal day, canceling just 41 flights after it grounded about two-thirds of flights every other day this week in a storm-induced nightmare made worse by Southwest's technology. Republican Senator Roger Marshall tells Fox Business.
We've known this for years, that they have an IT system that is antiquated, it's not working, and we can keep throwing the blame here, but what we need now is action. What we need is a call for Southwest Airlines to show us what does their IT plan upgrade look like.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is vowing to hold Southwest accountable as the airline pays for hotels and Ubers and keeps trying to get lost luggage back to thousands of frustrated flyers. Tax returns Donald Trump refused to release while running for president, then after he was elected, claiming he was under audit, will be made public this morning by House Democrats. The Ways and Means Committee already revealed the former president paid little or no income tax in most years between 2015 and 2020.
Committee members argue the IRS failed to audit Trump effectively while in office. After the Supreme Court ruled the committee could have access to Trump's tax returns, the former president said the move created a terrible precedent for future presidents.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. President Biden, while vacationing in St. Croix, signed the $1.7 trillion bill funding the government through September. Most Republicans voted against it. Congressman Buddy Carter tells Fox Business.
We are guardians of the taxpayers' money, and there's no way we could have possibly read a 4,000-page bill given to us 3 hours before we were to vote on it. It's ridiculous.
They're mourning a sheriff's deputy in California. Isaiah Cordero was killed after pulling over a pickup truck east of Los Angeles.
As he approached the vehicle, the suspect produced a gun and shot Deputy Cordero.
Then Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco says the driver took off, then was killed in a gun battle with other deputies after a chase. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
George Santos is still vowing to take office next Tuesday, sworn in as part of the next Congress, even as the New York Republican congressman-elect is under state and federal investigation for lying about his past. That liar, liar, pants on fire chant was at a protest in Santos's district.
At a rally on Long Island, angry voters called him a fraud who undermines democracy. Speakers accused Santos of being a serial liar. They attacked his claims of graduating from college, working on Wall Street, being a descendant of Holocaust survivors, and having employees who died at the Pulse nightclub shooting. Several investigations into Santos are now underway, including one by the Nassau County District Attorney. In a statement, D.A. Ann Donnelly said in part, and I quote, "The numerous fabrications and inconsistencies associated with Congressman-elect Santos are nothing short of stunning." The Queens D.A. is also looking into Santos's past. There are a growing number of questions about his rags-to-riches success story and his claim of loaning his campaign $700,000 of his own money.
That's Fox's David Lee Miller. Someone could strike it really rich tonight. The Mega Millions lottery prize, up to $640 million.
The Mega Millions jackpot has only been over $600 million just five other times in the more than 20-year history of the drawing. The jackpot has been growing since October 14th, and if there's a winner tonight, it could give someone a very happy new year.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. On Wall Street, stock futures down before the last trading day of the year. On Thursday night football, how about them Cowboys?
Wide open. Schultz for the touchdown.
Dalton Schultz caught two TD passes, leading Dallas past Tennessee 27-13 on Amazon Prime Video, the Titans' 6-3 loss. In college bowl action, Washington beat Texas. Florida State topped Oklahoma on a last-minute field goal. Minnesota beat Syracuse. Tomorrow, the big-time playoffs start with the semifinals. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.